and you can listen to the Hoons down the road as well.
Oh yeah, make sure to listen to the show after this. So.
Murder at midnight, when the graves gape open and death strikes.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we have a nice, inspirational, motivational show today for you, which we are going to get right into after this inspirational song. An oldie, but a goodie. It's kind of, you know, weird to think that it's an oldie, because 20 years ago, it wasn't that old, but time just keeps moving, and I know it kind of sounds silly explaining it, but time is a very interesting thing. With that being said, we're going to get into some All-Star by Smash Mouth, and we'll be right back.
The rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Oops, gonna create a sound loop here. It is nice to be here with you all. Today, we're gonna go through some nice inspirational wisdom, some movie quotes, some other quotes, and just some nice life advice, or at least what I find helpful to me. Every unique soul on this planet is different, but I think this type of stuff, it kind of is widely applicable. But at the same time, what inspires one may not inspire the other. So if you have any inspirational quotes, let me know. And, you know, next time we do a show, we can include it. Because I love to hear from everybody. Unfortunately, there aren't many youth at Clubhouse to join the show. But that is okay, because it'll just be you and me. So this movie is a pretty old one now. It's Princess Bride. I wasn't alive when it was released, actually, but I watched it recently, and it captivated me a bit. I couldn't stop watching clips from it for like a week after I watched it. I don't know why. It's such a simple movie. Maybe that's why. It doesn't try to be anything that it isn't. It doesn't try to be epiphany. It just tries to be a good movie. And that's what it does perfectly. So we're going to play a little bit of one of the actor's favorite quotes from the movie and why it inspires him.
Well, there are two lines from The Princess Bride that I love. The one that everyone is very familiar with is, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." That's the popular one. But I heard another line from the movie about 5-6 years ago. I was in the gym working out, running through my lines, my songs for a concert. The TV was on, the movie was on the TV, but the sound was off because I was running my stuff. And I went up to my hotel room to have my dinner before I went to the theater. My wife was there, and she had the movie on. It was at the end of the movie, right when Buttercup falls out the window into Andre's arms, and Robin falls into Andre's arms. The man in black, Carey, is sitting there asking me to be the Dread Pirate Roberts. And that 30-year-old Mandy and the 55, 58-year-old Mandy's watching this, watching the 30-some-year-old Mandy say a line that I said, it's in the movie, but I didn't really hear it as that young man. And for me, it's the most potent line in the whole film. And that line is, "I have been in the revenge business so long. Now that it's over, I do not know what to do with the rest of my life." And I love that line, and I love it for all of us, because the purpose of revenge, in my personal opinion, is completely worthless and pointless. And the purpose of existence is to embrace our fellow human being, not be revengeful, and turn our darkness into light. And so that's the line I love from the movie.
Now that speaks to me a lot. A lot of the times when you're focusing on something and you plan revenge, you're really just hurting yourself. I know it sounds so cliche and so simple, but a good way to explain it is this Buddhist quote that I actually really resonate with. And that is, holding on to revenge or holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. I like that a lot. And we're going to go to the quote from the movie that he was talking about. We're going to pull up the clip.
"It's very strange. I have been in the revenge business so long. Now that it's over, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life."
So that means a lot to him, and I think it means a lot to me as well. He actually had a bunch of inspirations for that scene. His father, unfortunately, lost a battle to cancer, so he's speaking with experience, and he channeled a lot of it during his performance. Here in this clip, he goes more on about it.
I tell you, a day doesn't go by where somebody doesn't talk to me about The Princess Bride. In some form, ask me to say something, whatever. And every time they ask it, including this moment, I can't believe it's me you're talking about. I can't believe that I'm the guy in the movie. And I'm in every single copy of every DVD that's out there.
Yes.
You know? Because I thought, like, maybe I should look through them. Maybe I'm not in some of them, you know?
What I was wondering, though, was, I mean, it was years later, but in that movie, because you lost your father young, in that movie you were avenging your father's death. There was some of that, too.
Yeah.
When you were making it, was that in you at all?
You bet your heart.
May I also bet my ass?
Yes. I didn't know how late this show was on. I don't know the rules here. But Rob Reiner gave me the script, and I remember sitting there reading it, and he said, tell me what part you'd like to play. And I read it, and I went, this part. And he said, okay, let me finish casting the man in black, because everything's got to match,
right,
and I'll get back to you. And then he said, okay, the part's yours. But the minute I saw that part, my mind immediately, I never wavered from it to this day. My mind said, Mandy, if you get that part, and you play that guy, and you get that six-fingered guy, and you get him, that's cancer. And if you get him, your dad will come back. And that was my, if you build it, he will come. That was my field of dreams. And you know, as a young kid, I would get angry. I'd get angry that my father was taken away from me. I'd get angry that I wasn't given what I wanted. I was spoiled and all kinds of things. It was me, 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 me. And one day, not that long ago, I'm in a gym. I'm working out before a concert, and there's the movie on the TV on the exercise machine, but it's silent because I'm running my lyrics because I'm old and I got to make sure I can remember them. And so I get back up to the hotel room. My wife's sitting there, and dinner arrives before I go to the theater, and she's got the movie on, and the very end of the movie is there. And, you know, everybody says the famous line from the movie, and that's what they think. But I was 26 years old, I think, when I made that film. And there's the last scene in the movie and the last line in the movie, and I'm looking at it, and we have it on, and I hear the guy who's played by me say this last line in the movie, and it, to me, became the line of the film for me and of my life, that kid who said it never even realized what he was saying when he said it. And the line that I love the most for me from that movie is, I have been in the revenge business so long. Now that it's over, I do not know what to do with the rest of my life.
So yeah, that's him on that a little bit more. And I think that's beautiful for so many reasons. I don't want to spoon feed it to you guys, because I'm sure you understand it. But if you haven't watched The Princess Bride, I would urge you to do so. I get the world is busy, and it's hard to make time to watch a movie these days. But it is a really good one. I enjoyed it immensely. But enough about me fanboying about a pretty, pretty good movie. We're going to go into a few more motivational quotes, and then we're going to talk about some events in the community. And if you're listening to this, you're close enough to be hit by our radio waves, which means you're part of the community too. And I think that is a very, very powerful thing. So, let's do this. This one is by Bruce Lee. If you love life, do not waste time, for time is what life is made of. This next one is by Lao Tzu. In this busy hustle world I love, nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. This one is by Earl Nightingale. Don't let the fear of the time it will take to accomplish something stand in the way of doing it. The time will pass anyway. We might just as well put that passing time to the best use possible. A lot of the times, guys, the only one who's stopping you from really doing something is yourself. Whether that be afraid and a fear to start, a fear to commit, or just a fear you might not be good enough. But I'm here to tell you, you always will be, and life is short, so take every opportunity that is given to you. We're going to go into some more music, and we're back. And when we're back, we're going to be talking about some community events, some stuff going on. There's some good things happening this weekend, and I want to share it with you. Live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And Clubhouse Radio is where we talk about recovery, the community, and much more. I always like to talk about what the youth want to, because I really love sharing their voices. But today, it is just me, so we're talking about some nice, relaxing stuff, some nice inspirational quotes, just to make your evening a little bit more better, a little bit more inspirational, you feel me? So we're gonna go into Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Advice.
packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out there at home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Clubhouse Radio is where we talk about youth, recovery, and the community. I always like to say, if you're within distance to begin in these radio waves, that means you're part of the community. And that means you're always welcome to join us, whether it be on radio or just in life. You know, coworkers, people at stores that you shop at. Community is a very wonderful thing. And I always like to say, it's a little corny, but it's really near and dear to my heart, that if you know somebody in the community, that means you're part of the community too. See what I did there? So we're just going to go through some stuff happening in the community, because I feel like a lot of the times it's not spoken about enough. Me personally, somebody in Catskill, as of recently there's been some more going on, but there's nothing to do here when there isn't stuff going on. Thankfully, a lot of new shops have been opening up. There's a few new shops actually on West Bridge Street that are opening, so I'm excited for that. One is a coffee place and one is a tea place, and they're right next to each other. So, you know, if the tea place also sells coffee, nobody's gonna go there, unfortunately. I'll try both out and I'll review them and tell you my honest opinion. But let's get into some of the stuff happening in the community. Food bank. There's a food bank open on or in Catskill, and it's really cool. It's really accessible. You just have to write down some information, then you can pick the food out yourself, or you can actually talk to the people that run it, and there's a chance they might be able to deliver it to you. So that's super cool as well. It is open from 4. No. Sorry, guys. It's open till 4. It opens at 1. It's 1 to 4. And it's in Catskill. It's located at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, 50 William Street. So stop on by, get some food if you're in a position where you need it. Or you can stop on by and help us out too, because it takes a lot of work getting that food. We gotta go pick it up from the regional food bank in Albany and then bring it here. Sometimes it's like 3 tons, and that's pretty crazy. But if you want to do that, go for it. Personally, I like being part of the community and doing stuff like that. Just kind of helps fill up my week, because if I don't do stuff like that, I'm just going to be sitting at home scrolling through Instagram or YouTube and just kind of subjecting myself to a bunch of brain rot. So another thing that's popping up around here is I'm not going to be able to pronounce this the best, but it's an antique car show at Blenheim Gilboa. It's located at the Blenheim Gilboa Visitor Center. I think I said that right. If not, my apologies. But it is the 54th Antique Auto Show. So it's a bunch of old cars. I think that's pretty cool. It's not my thing personally, but I know a bunch of people who are interested in stuff like that, so I wanted to share it. And that's going to be at Sunday at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Once again, hopefully I get it right. The Blenheim Gilboa Visitor Center. Try to say Blenheim Gilboa 10 times fast. If I hear anybody do that in my life, then consider me a very impressed man. We also got something that's happening right now, I believe. The Windham Summer Concert Series continues. So Friday, July 11th, that's today, in case you didn't know. 6 to 9 p.m. So if you're in your car right now listening to radio, you can listen to the rest of the show as you drive there. It's going to last for a little bit longer. It's going to be at CD Lane Park. And here on the flyer, it says, "Get ready for an unforgettable night in the Hollow. Live music by Macrae Mode. Presented by Parade Entertainment. Delicious eats by VFW Post 1545. Hot dogs, burgers, mac and cheese, and fresh watermelon." That sounds really good right now. I'm not even going to lie. Come on, guys. Like, if I was able to, I got to do radio and I got to talk to you. But if I was able to, I would go get some hot dogs and burgers right now. Maybe just one, because I'm trying to watch my macros. But
Ah, who am I kidding? Some mac and cheese and burgers. I need that right now in my life. And then there's also the 50-50 raffle and community fun. Bring your blankets, lawn chairs, and dancing shoes. Special thanks to the Windham Mountain Club for sponsoring the food, and to our amazing sponsors, the Windham Manor and the O'Connor family, for making it all possible. So that's a free event for all ages. So that's pretty cool. I mean, anything that's free has my heart. Unfortunately, the next thing I'm going to be listing off, I mean, it's free to go there, but the whole thing is that it's a fundraiser. It's for the Athens Volunteer Fire Company. So it's going to be at the Night School Brewery, 21 2nd Street, Athens. And sponsors will donate $2 a drink, $3 a burger, $1 a slice. I don't know if it's pizza or pie. It might be pie. It says pie in the flyer, but it doesn't specify next to the slice. $1 appetizer. See, what's an appetizer, too? I guess you guys are going to have to go for yourselves and let me know. That's going to be July 24th, 5 to 8 p.m. July 24th, 5 to 8 p.m. I think it's super cool to help volunteer for, or help, blah, 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 help raise profits for the volunteer fire company. Firefighting is a very noble job. You're literally throwing yourself sometimes in fire to save people. That's very noble, very heroic, and I think they need everything they get. So, if that's something you're interested in, stop on by. Me personally, if I can get there, I might actually do that. That sounds pretty fun. Bring some friends, because a $3 burger, that's a good deal. I'm lazy. I don't want to grill myself, but paying $3 for somebody to do it for me, that's something I would do. So next on our list, it's a little bit of a tone shift. It's not really an event, but I just wanted to announce this on air because it's a missing person, and I think that if anybody knows this person, they might be listening to radio, and it might help this person be found, even if it's a small shot in the dark. But the Kingston Police Department is investigating a missing person from 189 O'Neill, Kingston, New York, 12404. The missing person reported is Jaden Robinson, with the date of birth of 5/23/2009. Robinson was last seen on May 26, 2025. He is described as a black male, approximately 5'9 and 125 pounds. There's a picture online in the Catskill Community Facebook. That's where I get all these. But if you have any information on his whereabouts or any information that could lead to locating him, please contact the City of Kingston Police Department at 845-331-1671 or Detective Vinnis La Spina at 845-943-5732 and refer to the incident number BL12850025. So yeah, those phone numbers again are 845-331-1671 or 845-943-5732. I really hope this person gets found. I can only imagine what his family members are feeling right now or thinking, the thoughts that could be racing in their head. Me personally, if I knew somebody that went missing, I would just, my world would be shaken, and I would hope they could be found. So if any of you guys got information on that, please report it, and hopefully this person can be found. So with that being said, should we do some inspirational quotes, or should we move to some music? What am I feeling? I think we're going to take a little bit of a song break. I've been talking for a while. This is radio. You guys are listening to listen to music. Let's be honest. I'm just an extra, you know? I'm just the guy that talks to you and makes your life a little better, I hope. I'm kind of giving myself a pat on the back here. So let me play you some music instead. You're probably thinking, man, this guy won't stop yapping. Just put on a song. So, your wish is my command. I guess it's up to you. I'm never doing the right things.
pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Taking my time on my ride. That's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXC, Iqra, Catskill, and Hudson. I don't like this background song, so we're changing it. Boom. I have the power. I'm like He-Man, but instead of saving the world or fighting Skeletor, I'm just chilling, talk to you guys on radio. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. It's been a long day, but I'm glad to be spending the last of it with you guys. Or almost the last of it. After, I think I'm going to eat some food, maybe a nice cheeseburger, and then sleep for at least 12 hours. I think I need that right about now. So earlier, we were just talking about the community, some events going on there. And now we're going to talk about some more inspirational quotes. Because I feel like everybody could use a little bit of extra inspiration, motivation, whatever you want to call it, in their lives. So, this is a pretty cool site I actually got for this. Where? Oh, there we go. So, yeah. Here we go. Sorry, that took a little bit. It's goodreads.com. I lost the page, guys, but I pulled it back up. As you can tell, I'm a professional. So it's pretty cool. You can scroll through. It has the quote and the quoter. Is it quoter? Quotey? I'm not sure. Huh. But here we go. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. That's Oscar Wilde. You've got to dance like there's nobody watching. Love like you'll never be hurt. Sing like there's nobody listening. And live like it's heaven on earth. William W. Perky. This background music is cool too. It's nice and chill. But we need something more inspirational. Here we go. If you know where any of this background music is from, by the way, you're a real one. So here we go. Be the change that you wish to see in this world. Mahatma Gandhi. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. Mahatma Gandhi. I might be pronouncing his first name wrong. From now on, whenever a Gandhi quote pops up, I'm just saying his last name. Everybody knows who he is. We accept the love we think we deserve. Stephen Chosky? Without music, life would be a mistake. That one's less of an inspirational quote and more of a fun fact, in my opinion. That's Friedrich Nietzsche. He's a piano composer, and his name has a lot of syllables in it, so I probably pronounced that wrong. Oh, Marilyn Monroe said this one. Imperfection is beauty. Madness is genius. And it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring. I agree with that. If you're somebody who might have social anxiety, you might know what it's like to kind of chill under the radar, try to be like everybody else, to not get any eyes looking at you weird. But that is so flawed, because then you can never live as your true self. And I think this quote sums it up pretty well. Because it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring. And when you're trying to play the game of being like everybody else, you kind of end up being boring in a way. I feel like there's whole conversations where everybody just kind of plays the game of small talk instead of being themselves sometimes. Maybe that's just me, no. Enough with that tangent, let's go into an Albert Einstein quote. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Albert Einstein, I thought you were pretty smart. That seems to be a false dichotomy. No, I'm gonna stop being pedantic. That's some pretty good advice, I feel. It's really just saying to be appreciative of everything. I think being appreciative of everything just kind of makes you happier, too. This reminds me of another quote. I don't know who said it. I'm going to have to look it up. But it is pretty simple, and it's ordinary to love the beautiful, but it's beautiful to love the ordinary. I remind myself of that one a lot when I'm kind of down and I'm thinking, man, I got nothing going on for me. And then I think, you know what? I'm a human on this planet. I'm a sentient blob of meat on a rock spaceship. Why am I going to think everything is mundane and I got nothing going for me? I'm literally breathing in air and breathing out carbon dioxide while plants are doing the opposite. And there's trees outside, and life can be great if you let it. It's okay to be sad too, because without sadness you can't have happiness. But I feel like even while sad you can be appreciative sometimes. I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Thomas Edison. And we're going to do one more, then we're going to go into a song. This one is a really long one from Marilyn Monroe. So, let's get into it. Let's lock in. This life is what you make it. No matter what, you're going to mess up sometimes. It's a universal truth. But the good part is, you get to decide how you're gonna mess up. Girls will be your friends. They'll act like it anyways. But just remember, some come, some go. The ones that stay with you through everything, they're your true best friends. Don't let go of them. Also remember, sisters make the best friends in the world. As for lovers, well, they'll come and go too. And baby, I hate to say it, most of them, actually pretty much all of them, are gonna break your heart. But you can't give up, because if you give up, you'll never find your soulmate. You'll never find that half who makes your whole, and that goes for everything. Just because you fail once, doesn't mean you're gonna fail at everything. Keep trying. Hold on. And always, always, always believe in yourself. Because if you don't, then who will? So keep your head high, keep your chin up, and most importantly, keep smiling. Because life's a beautiful thing, and there's so much to smile about. And that's Marilyn Monroe. Not gonna lie, I wasn't of the era of Marilyn Monroe. I had no idea she was this wise. I might have to look into some of her work. All I know her from is like those old-timey black and white movies. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit young, so that depends what you consider young. A lot of people consider 19 young. I feel like the only people who don't are people that are younger than 19. So that was a pretty good quote to leave us off on. We're going to be back just for a little bit. We're going to go into a few songs, and then I'm going to give some closing words to you guys. I hope you've enjoyed your stay at La Casa Clubhouse. Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and the local community as well. If you're close enough to be hit with our radio waves and you're hearing this, that means you're part of the community. So let's get into this music and enjoy it as a community together. What song do I want? Let's do this one. We're gonna go into How Far We've Come by Matchbox 20.
To an end. silent, speak to me, but don't you say a word. Light a cigarette, I'll watch it as it burns. Remember telling me that you thought you were cursed. I'm in love with every song you've ever heard. If I could lose you, I would. We buried your bones in firewood. If I could lose you, I would. We buried your bones. I say love is fast asleep on a dirt road with your head on my shoulder. Strawberry wine and all the time we used to have. Those things I miss and know I'm never coming back. For you, darling. Finds a man like love that makes him soft and sentimental, like a stranger in the park for a few moments. I see you. If I was empty space and you were formless shape, we'd fit. Love these little runways. Every time we run straight over it. If I was empty space and you were formless shape, we fit. Love these little runway, and every time I run straight over.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cole. Excuse me, had a burp there. And today, we're just closing out. I hope everybody had a very, very lovely day. I hope that you had a good day at work, or if you didn't work today, you had a good day off. Hope you're able to get some rest, and most importantly, I hope you've been drinking water. I'm looking at you, Jacob. I see you, Jacob, riding home from work in your car. That's right, I know you. I'm watching you. I practically am you. So drink some water, for goodness sake. Now, hopefully somebody named Jacob is listening to this, because I just did something really cool. And if not, I'm over here looking like a fool. But I would rather be a happy fool
than a miserable genius. Honestly, it's looking like I am a happy fool right now. So, hey, I'm at where I want to be in life. I don't know about you. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting Wavefarm. Go check them out, wavefarm.org. I mean, for you to do that, it's free. For you to go to the wavefarm.org website, that's a free thing to do. So I think you should do it. Yeah. I'm going to be talking you guys out. I might have already disappeared by now. See, I do this show till 7, but sometimes the next show picks up a little bit early.